Well, maybe I'm ready now. I mean, it's a little scary, but maybe it's right.
What? It's not right? We're not ready to have a kid now.
What?
I'm kidding. This is going to be fun.
So we're going to try? I mean, we're trying?
We're trying to get pregnant. You know what? I'm not really comfortable doing this in front of the babies. So, when do you want to start trying?
All right, hold on a sec.
Period math?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could start trying. Now.
Right here?
No, not here. Maybe here.
Wait a minute, it's perfect. We got a lot of time to kill and we're in a building that's full of beds.
And it's so clean.
Come on, you stupid machine. Come on.
Oh, it ain't your money?
No.
All right, I'll see you downstairs then.
All right.
All right.
Up or down?
Oh, down, please. I hate to be a ball buster, but can I just do it?
Could you press off, too?
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for you. I broke my leg once, too.
Yeah, how'd yours happen?
Well, it's a long story. It's kind of embarrassing. Let's just say there was a typographical error with a sex manual. How about you?
Car accident.
Ugh, let me guess. Some idiot on a cell phone wasn't paying attention?
Yeah, me. hey, that's me. Okay. Hey, I take it you're just visiting someone.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, if you have some time, you know, and maybe you might want to visit someone else.
Oh, yeah, I would like that.
Okay,
wait, what?
You gotta press the button.
A nurse said to bring in another woman.
Oh, she pregnant yet? She doesn't need to be. She'll still have the baby before I do. Oh, Ross, another contraction.
Oh, okay. Here. That's it.
Ow,
that's it.
Ow.
Oh, that sounded like a bad one.
Yeah, it was.
Mine haven't been so bad. Oh, here comes one now. Oh, that was a big one.
Excuse me. Could you help me with something? The patient I'm looking for has a broken leg, and he's in a wheelchair. And he's like early to mid-30s, very attractive.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yay! Great! Okay, what room number is he in?
I'm sorry. That information is restricted to hospital staff.
She's with me, Dr. Drake Ramore.
Dr. Drake who?
Ramore. It's Portuguese. We need that information. I'm a doctor.
A doctor at this hospital?
Damn it, woman, we're losing precious time. Now, do you want this man's blood on your head?
Hands.
Hands? It is absolutely essential that you tell me what room the man my assistant described is staying in. He's a patient of mine. I've been treating him for years.
He's in room 816.
816. Thank you. And what is his name?
No. I think we found the place.
Okay.
Wait. I want to set the mood a little.
Oh, okay. Well, dim the lights. Dim the lights. Or turn them out altogether. No scented candles. Okay, here. There we go.
Okay. Make me sterile, but okay. Okay. Sorry. Oh, wait. Do we have a condom?
Yes, 98.6. You're going to be fine.
this is it. That's him.
Great. Well, go get him.
Wait a second. Or maybe you could go in first.
Yeah, he's not really my type.
No, not you. Dr. Drake Ramore. You could ask him questions and see what he's like. People tell doctors everything.
But you said he was this great guy.
But lately, all the guys I meet seem really nice at first, and then they turn out to be the biggest jerks.
You do attract some stinkers.
Yeah, I... Long, I've been at this for 17 hours. Three women have come and gone with their babies. You gotta give me some good news. How many centimeters am I dilated? 8, 9?
3.
Just 3? I'm dilated 3.
We are moving along, just slowly. Don't worry, you're doing great. I'll be back soon.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? I'm not waiting. I'm gonna push this baby out. I'm doing it. I mean, it's what, 3 centimeters? That's gotta be like this, right?
Actually, it's more like this.
Oh, stupid metric system.
Oh, my. We're gonna need to take you straight to the delivery room.
Oh, for the love of God!
Hi. I'm Dr. Drake Ramore, and I have a few routine questions I need to ask you.
Really, I've been dealing with Dr. Wells.
I know, but I'm a neurologist, and just to be on the safe side, Dr. Wells wanted a more comprehensive overview of your status, so he sent me.
Dr. Wells is a woman.
That was a test. Good response. All right, full name?
Clifford Burnett.
Date of birth?
November 16th, 1968.
Age?
Can't you figure that out based on my date of birth?
I'm a doctor, Cliff, not a mathematician.
I'm 33.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
Oh, really? So, 33 and single. Would you say you have commitment issues?
Are all the questions this personal?
Yes.
Well, if you must know, I'm a widower.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Do you sleep with women and never call them again?
No.
Excellent. And finally, are you into any weird stuff, you know, sexually?
No.
Ooh, wrong answer.
Sit down.
He's 33.
Uh-huh.
A widower.
Oh.
He seemed like a stand-up guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and he's not into anything weird sexually.
Enter Phoebes.
This room's available.
Okay, wait, you listen to me. Since I have been waiting, 4 women, that's 4, one higher than the number of centimeters that I am dilated, have come and gone with their babies. I'm next. It's my turn. It's only fair. And if you bring in one more woman and she has her baby before me, I'm going to sue you. Not this hospital. I'm going to sue you. And my husband, he is a lawyer.
Oh, great.
Don't get back on that case, honey.
I don't think the next patient is very far along.
Okay, well then bring her in.
And yet, somehow, it's true.
I mean, this is so great. We're going to be baby buddies.
Squeeze your legs together and cover the baby's ears.
Hi. Hi, sweetheart. This is my husband, Sid. I don't think you've met him. Ross, Rachel, this is Sid. I nabbed him a year ago at the dermatologist's office. Thank God for adult acne, huh?
I still can't believe it. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Really?
What'd he say?
You know what? You have to speak very loudly when you're talking to Sid because he's almost completely deaf.
Oh, there you go.
So, congratulations, you two. I didn't even know you got married.
Oh, we didn't.
No, no, we...
What?
Oh, we're just having this baby together, but that's all. Yeah.
Why?
We're just not in that place, you know, but we're very excited about this.
Oh, well then shut me up.
Just tell me how.
Uh-oh. Oh, I feel another one coming.